Blog Talk Radio.
Salanta and Astalin. Yes, I. Shalom, shalom, chavarim. Greetings, greetings. Yes, yes, yes. I hope we're being heard right here, here, here. Been on a little recess. Unexpected, you know. Not seen in advance, but we had some technical difficulties for the past. So, well, actually, Blog Talk had the technical difficulties and passed that on to I&I, so we haven't podcasted in the last 2 days or so. Here, here, here. Here we're at the Wednesday. Here, the fourth day of the Shavuah. Here we're at the Wednesday after about 2 days of technical difficulties. Hopefully we can catch up, catch up, catch up. A little siesta, a little kind of a recess, you know. But here, 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 we give thanks to, you know, Blog Talk, at least for working out those technical difficulties. It was very, very unexpected. But here, just to pick up, brothers and sisters and brothers, give thanks for your patience, you know. And make I and I continue to testify.
I'm going to testify.
Salamta, Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So we have Psalm, I think Psalm was 102. That was on the Monday, second day, and then for the third day, Tuesday, first light, we had Psalm 23. Today's daily psalm is 71. Here we're at the fifth RSS Rastafari Sabbatical Study. This Torah, this weekly Torah portion is Chaye Sarah. Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. Here we have the passing of the Hebrew matriarch, Sarah. Interesting, the likeness to Empress Menen and the words of I&I Godfather, King of Kings, Ketamale, Haile Selassie, on the passing of Empress Menen, comparing her, right, to Sarah. As Sarah was to Abraham, so was she to he, to Haile Selassie the first. But here, 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 let's ride up. So here, just going over some of the Psalms. We're also going to pick up on the Torah reading and feedings. And maybe let's begin off with this for the Chaye Sarah from the Hebrew. You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Parashat Chaye Sarah, Perek Kaf Gimal. Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah Mea Shana Ve'Isrim Shana Ve'Sheva Shanim. Shine Chaye Sarah. Vatamot Sarah Bekiryat Arba Hi Hebron. בארץ כנען, ויבוא אברהם לספוד לשרה ולבכותה. ויקום אברהם מעל פני מתו, וידבר אל בני חת לאמור, גר ותושב אנוכי עמכם, תנו לי אחוזת קבר עמכם, ואקברה מתי מלפני. ויענו בני חת את אברהם לאמור לו, שמענו אדוני, נשיא אלוהים אתה בתוכנו, במבחר קברנו קבור את מתיך, איש ממנו את קברו לא יכלה ממך מקבור מתיך. ויקום אברהם וישתחו לעם הארץ לבני חת, וידבר איתם לאמור, אם יש את נפשכם לקבור את מתי מלפני, שמעוני, ופיגעו לי בעפרון בן צוהר. ויתן לי את מערת המכפלה אשר לו, אשר בקצה שדהו, בכסף מלא יתננה לי בתוככם לאחוזת קבר. ועפרון יושב בתוך בני חת, ויען עפרון החיתי את אברהם באוזני בני חת לכל באי שער עירו לאמור. לא אדוני שמעני, השדה נתתי לך, והמערה אשר בו לך נתתיה, לעיני בני עמי נתתי הלך קבור מתך. וישתחו אברהם לפני עם הארץ, וידבר אל עפרון באוזני עם הארץ למור, אך אם אתה לו שמעני, נתתי כסף השדה כך ממני, ואקברה את מתי שמה. ויען עפרון את אברהם למור לו, אדוני שמעני, ארץ 400 שקל כסף, בני ובנך מהי, ואת מתך קבור. וישמע אברהם אל עפרון, וישקול אברהם לעפרון את הכסף אשר דיבר באוזני ונחת, 400 שקל כסף עובר לסוחר. ויקום שדה עפרון אשר במכפלה אשר לפני ממרא השדה והמערה אשר בו, וכל העץ אשר בשדה אשר בכל גבולו סביב. לאברהם למקנה לעיני ונחת בכל באי שער עירו. ואחרי כן קבר אברהם את שרה אשתו אל מערת שדה המכפלה על פני ממרא, היא חברון בארץ כנען. ויקום השדה והמערה אשר בו לאברהם לאחוזת עבר מאת בנחת.
Chapter 23. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah. Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 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 of the life of Sarah.
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hor. My heart is smitten and withered like grass. so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, grama, uras, fatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the coast, and the gast, sai, tubia, tubia, tubia.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire.
So right here we have from the previous light, and when we was not able to podcast, we have Psalm 102, which has an interesting point of reference, we think, for Rastafari, a people created to praise Yah. To praise Jah, found in the 18th verse here. We also have the fifth sabbatical study, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. Let's recall the words of Garamawi Negusinages, Garamawi Hadassalanse, speaking on the passing of Sarah. And here in this fifth sabbatical study, we have the passing of the matriarch Sarah. Is there a connection there we can find in Rastafari between the two? But here with Psalm 102, zooming in on the 18th verse, Rastafari, people created to praise Jah, to praise Yah.
here, here, here. Like to share this little audible as we catch up right here in this podcast week.
Rastafari, the man. Rastafari, the people. The people created, and in the words of today's daily song, Psalm 102, we have verse 18. Psalm 102 in the KJV is verse 18 in the Sefer Tehillim in the Book of Praises, also known as the Mezmor David, the Psalter in the Book of Psalms, Tehillim, very interesting, the word Tehillim, the Hallel, the Elil, like in Ethiopia, the Elilta, the Elil, the Elilta, the Hallel, the praises, the exaltations. So here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, and just noting this for the record right here, because ones may ask, well, where's Rastafari in the Bible? All over the Bible. If you can see, if you get ears to hear and eyes to see, you'll recognize and hopefully receive this revelation, this reality right here. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter. In the KJV, the King James Version, it's Psalm 102 at verse 18. And the Peshat, the plain reading is, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise. Now KJV says the Lord. Now here in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor, the Perek, Kof, Beit, or some might say Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Here in the Hebrew, we have Tikatez Zot, Le Dor Acheron, Ve Am Nivra, Yehalel, Hallel, Yah, praise, Jah. Here, the Hebrew Yah, or anglicized in English, you say Jah, as we have in Psalm 68, verse 4. Here in the Hebrew, it says, and a people that shall be created with Am Nibra, Yehalel, Yah, and a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. People created to praise Jah. Now, here's what's of interest and of note, Hebraically speaking, even for we, the black Jews of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Hebrew Yah or Jah is the designation of the Hashem of the name Yod Hey Wah Hey, Yod Hey Wah Hey, Yod Hey Wah Wah Hey. Some say Yud Hey Vah Hey, the YHWH. The designation frequently used in the Psalter for God, for Ha'el, the El, Ha'el, 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 for the God, the true God, Ha'el, as Yisrael, as Israel's Savior. So when we say Jah, Hebraically speaking, from our roots, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So Hebraically speaking, Jah or Yah is the designation, the Hashem, the name frequently used in the Psalter, in the Book of Psalms, the Psalms of David, for Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, as Yisrael, El, as Yisrael's Savior. So it's a Savior name. Jah is the Savior name. Yah, Jah, the Savior name. So this verse right here, here, even in Mizmor Kof Beit,
the Perek of Beit, Psalm chapter 102, KJV, King James Version. Often the King James Version is different in the numbering. In the Hebrew, the numbering includes the superscription. So the superscription of this psalm, today's daily psalm, is a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed or when he fainteth and pours out his complaints or his meditation. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That verse right there. And for the other psalms that have a superscription, you know, the small type before the first verse in like the King James Version of the Bible, that verse is included as a verse. Just to note that for the record. So the numbering often may be one number off. But in the King James Version, turn your Bibles, the King James Version, chapter or Psalm 102, verse 18, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come." Tikatev, 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 tikatev. This written, tikatev zot. This written, tikatev zot. Lidor acheron, lidor acheron. For the generation to come. Now it's interesting here. Let's just bring this up right here. Go to my sword, my sword, my sword. Here's the verse right there. So here it's at verse 18 in the KJV. It will be verse 19 in the Sefer Tehillim. Hebraically, the Masoretic will be verse 19. The same verse. This shall be written for the generation to come. Now here's the word for to come, or that's translated as to come. So we have tikatev zot lidor acheron, acheron, acheron. The strong concordance is the H314. The generation following, right? The generation subsequent. I will be, what is it? By the oncoming generation. That oncoming generation, who is the oncoming generation? Here we have the last generation. Even in these last days and times of the world, the flesh, the satanic seclorum, the Anglo-American, the Greco-Roman world empire, some might want to call it white supremacy, but that's a lie, 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 lie. But here in these latter days and times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nation states, we're in the latter days of the nation state. So this word, acheron, acheron, the hinder for the last generation. So this word is a very interesting word, acheron, because you can see right here in the strong definition, hinder, right? Generally the late or the last generation. Tikatev zot lidor acheron. This shall be written for the door, the generation acheron, for the last generation, even in the last days of this system, this Gentile world system, this Goyim world system, we say Esau's world system, specifically as facing the east, it would be for those in the west. You see what it says, western, acheron, the west. Even the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, the lost black and brown peoples of the house of Israel, right? The Israelite, what Babylon feel like, called chosen the faithful, Rastafari, Israelite, black and the brown peoples in the Americas and the Caribbean. It's also the word acheron, acheron, the afterward, to come, the following, the hindermost, the last, the latter. Right, the utmost generation, even in the last days, right, in these here last days. And the last days are the last days of this world system. This is the year after, even here, 2020. We're in the year after 400 years. 400 years. So, acheron, acheron. That's the word there, to come. So it's translated as the generation to come. Tikatev zot, tikatev. That which to written, it is written, tikatev, tikatev, zot, zot, this, in the more feminine, this, she, this shall be written, for who? Lidor acheron, for the last generation. So this is written here for the generation
that will be created. What says the people and the people and the people which shall be created with Am Nivra, with Am Nivra, or somebody says the Am Nivra, the Am Nivra, with Am Nivra, 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 which shall be what? Created. Created shall praise. See, now the Hebraics of it all, the Hebrew of it all, can also be interpreted more accurately with Am Nivra, and the people to be created, Yehalel-yah, the people to be created to praise Jah, will praise Yah, will praise Jah. Which people praise Jah? We've asked this before. Even many Bible-believing Christians, bibulators, as many of them may be, they'll say the King James Bible, and it's all about the Bible, the King James Bible. But how often have you heard Christians, right? Christians, especially in this latter days and times. You know, nowadays Christians, do they praise God as Jah? Do they even use the name Jah? Though it's found even in the KJV, the King James Version. How many use the name Jah or even Jehovah? It is the people, it's for that generation. L'dor acheron, w'am nivra, the people, a people created to praise Yah, to praise Jah. Let's bring that out right there. There we go, right there. You see that? Look at that. Right there is the H3050, right? The H3050 is Yah, which is translated, you know, anglicized within the English as Jah. So we have it as Jah in the English. But Hebraically speaking, Yehalel-yah. Like we say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Rastafari. So Rastafari, that generation, right? That generation, right? First to the Yehudi, first to the Jew of the ethnic Israelites, the black and the brown and the righteous from the other nations, right? Created, right? To create it for what purpose? To praise Jah. So who is the people here in these last days that praise Jah? Who is this people? It's reading through the Midrash Tehillim. It's very interesting, the Midrash Tehillim, right? On today's daily psalm, Mizmor, off bait, right? Psalm 102. And coming across this section right here, it says, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise the Lord. Right? Shall praise the Lord. Now, the Lord in this sense right here, as you see, Jah, it says Jehovah in the shortened form. It says the proper name of the one true God. You get that? The one true God. So question. How often have you heard Christians in the church call upon God, right, the true God, as Jah, or even as Jah? How often, or even as Jehovah? They say God, and they say Lord, 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 and God, even though they know better, right? But there's a people that will be created and who have been created to praise Jah Rastafari. So here it breaks it down using many compounds of names, you know, either the first letters J or Jah, as we have in the English with the J. I know the J, we can get into the J letter, but we just, from right here, from where we're at right here, right? Also in the ending of names as Ayah, you see the Ayah? I-A-H. Who calls upon he who be who he be as Ayah? It's that people. The people were created to be a witness to this truth that was written concerning them. Even right here in this psalm, in Psalm 102. So I read through, you know, and sharing with the Chabarim on the blog talk and on the podcast. Be sure to download the app so you can listen anytime, anywhere, the Discipleship Rastafari, the podcast app, all right? So look in the description, the podcast app, download it, it's free. So this shall be written for the generation to come, or for the last generation.
the last generation, even the Western generation. We already showed you that. You can rewind this vid, right, and go back to the Acheron, the H314, right, the strong concordance, just bringing out that word, Acheron, right, for the generation to come or for the last generation, or that generation from the West. The once lost, now found, black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael, with a new name. I said the new name, precious name. Israelite brethren had asked me, well, where is Rastafari in the Bible? Point them to the new name, the precious name. We can point them to this right here too. Psalm 102. Who's that people? Who's that people that shall be created? Created. And here from the roots, right, of Israel. Rael, because what Babylon feel like, Rastafari from the roots, of Rastafari, the identification that the black and the brown people over here in this here Western Hemisphere, in the Americas, in the Caribbean, carried beyond the trans-Ethiopic, Ethiopian Ocean, the enslavement trade of the Israelites here in the Americas and the Caribbean, that elect being called, even called by a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So here, bringing this out right here from Psalm 102. Now in the Hebrew, as we pointed out, is verse 19. But in the KJV, it's Psalm 102, verse 18. So here in the note here, just to share this right here, because we went through the Midrash, the full of the Midrash. But then as we was reading through it, we said, because some of the sages and scholars of Torah, we love the Midrash here because it goes into some of the old, you know, some of even our, the black Hebrews and the black Jews, even when the rabbis believe in the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShelush HaKadosh, and we have that in this Torah portion, Vayera, right? And he appeared, the Holy Trinity, in the Beit of Abraham, the house of Abraham, here in this particular Torah portion that we're in currently, the fourth Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Just seeing the Rhema, the right now word, revealed right here, even in the year after 400 years. So here, studying to shew I and I selves approved, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, even I and I, Rabbi Rovenu Yeshua, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Christ. It says, is another, they ask here in the Midrash, in the study, right, the Midrash, searching in the Psalms, in the study of the Psalms, in the Midrash Tehillim, is another people still to be created? Question. Is another people still to be created? So this was asked even from the first century, even before the first century, when many of these sages went through the scriptures, as we go through the scriptures and reasoning on the verses of the scripture, what does it mean, Chaburim? So one Rav Judah Bar Simon, he explained, the words refer to the generation of Mordecai. He said, these words here, the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. But the scripture doesn't say that they were created anew. It says, a people that shall be created. Nivra, right? People to be created, right? Now, the Rebbeinat, right? The Ha-Ra-Ravim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they had said, however, these words refer to the generations that are guilty because of their wicked deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee on New Year's Day, which is called Hebraically, Judaically, Rosh Hashanah. In the scriptures we have as a Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, day of the blowing of the trumpets, the sounding of the shofar, and on Yom HaKippurim, right, or the day of the atonement, and thereby scour off their deeds, they score off their deeds, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. Now, that might be somewhat so, but the revelation of Rastafari is righteous, righteous, and it's accurate. This shall be written for the generation to come, or the generation here in the last days. Tikatev zot ledor acheron. Ledor acheron. Not just for the generation to come, but for the generation, the last generation. For the last generation, for the generation of the latter days. Right? The latter days. And a people that shall be created with Am Nivra, with Am Nivra, Yehalel Yah. You see, if you read in the English, it just says that praise the Lord. Alright, let's just bring that up once again for the brothers and sisters to check this out. If we go over here and you're reading the English, this is the verse right here. Psalm 102, verse 18. We click on the H30, 50, it's Yah. Yah, Yah, as we have it here before us in the Hebrew, Yehalel, 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 Yah, to praise Jah, to praise Yah, to praise Jah, Rastafari, alright, so here they say the Jah, short in form from Jehovah, but what they don't give you right here, that you get when you study, well, studying Hebraically, even we the black Jews, we find this right here, that the Hebrew Yah, as we find it frequently used in the Psalms, in the book of Psalms, right, in the Mizmor, in the Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Dawit, in the Psalms of David, Yah, or Jah, is frequently used in the book of Psalms for Ha'el. For El, Ha'el, Chayel, Chayel, right? The true good, the true God, the Almighty. Ha'el, for the true good, the true God, as Yisrael, get it? Yisrael, Sar, a prince of El, Yasharel, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. This is often used in the book of Psalms for Elohim, Ha-Elohim, as Israel's Savior. It's the Savior name. Now, if we go and study Exodus chapter 15 and the Song of the Sea, right? The Song of the Sea, Moshe and the Israelites, the song that he chanted during the Exodus, we find the use of the Yah, calling upon Yah, or anglicized in the English, according to KJV, calling upon Jah. So here, let's bring this out just to prove this point right here, because here you see Lord in the next quote that has created and people, right? This is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, right? Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 42 and 5 says, thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out. Now, look at the word the Lord. So we have the Lord in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 18, and we have the Lord in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5, right? But Hebraically speaking, you can even see the numbers different. One says the H3050, the other one says the H3068. Click on the H3068, we have Yahuwah or Jehovah, Yahuwah, 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 right? And Yahuwah, Yahuwah, right? Jehovah, as it's anglicized. It's different, right? So here, this is even more specific in its identification of who this people be. Who this people be. This people, who they be. They be for he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. This shall be written for the generation, right, of the last days, of the last times, even the generation in the West. Bring that up, the Acheron. Acheron in the Hebrews, le for dor, generation, Acheron. Acheron, right, Acheron. Looking at Acheron, right, let's go to Acheron, the behind, following, the subsequent, right, by the subsequent, by the preceding, right, replaced by the oncoming generation, the preceding generation, right, even the words of Garmawi Nagus Meges, right, in the West, the Western generation, right, the location, you see, Western of location, right, latter, the subsequent, right, preceded by the oncoming generation, the latter generation, the last generation, the last generation, the last times, even here in the year after, what? 400 years, right? And this is the real reason why there's so much trouble in the world. It's prophecy time, it's revelation time, right? So for the last generation, right, or the generation of the last days and the people, right, that shall be created. So significant in looking through the Midrash, right, the Midrash on the Psalms, and this Psalm, right, Mizmor, or the Perek of Beit, right, Psalm 102, and then seeing some of the reasonings that were there, and we're like, wow. Maybe they didn't see it. They didn't get it. I mean, so what they point out here about, you know, the generation that are guilty. Yes, our ancestors, our forefathers, right, had to do a bid. Even we have the curses or the consequences of disobedience found in Deuteronomy. That's another identification of who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites? Right? Who are the Israelites? We, the once lost, now found black and brown people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Right? How do we know? We know even by the identification of who they be, by what they have experienced even over these here 400 years. Another sign, 400 years, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses, was it 15 to 68? Also, we have Leviticus, right? Go to Leviticus chapter 26. Right? Generations, right, who are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, and who come and they repent, right? Repent, have a change of mind, right? And come to the redemption, right? Even black Israel, Israel's redemption, even that redemption of we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, come to that redemption. See, the redemption is about a change of heart. The repentance is about a change of mind. See, the heart and the mind, right? But here, it's very clear in the word of Scripture, right? There will be a people that will be created, right, to praise, and that will praise, created for the praise of Jah, for that witness of Jah. Because we look at all the churches, almost all the churches, the majority of the churches, how many churches praise Jah? Even though it's there in the Bible, we have very clearly in the Bible, we could turn to Psalm 68, turn to Psalm 68, verse 4, you find Jah. They said, by his name, Jah. Right? And they look upon I and I, that people that have been created to praise Jah, but we are fulfilling that word even of Scripture, that word even of prophecy, that word even for these last days and time. So my beloved brothers and sisters, just a little bit more just to share with you on the people. And the scripture says, the people that shall be created, right? The people that shall be created to praise Jah. Rastafari. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Edamawi, Haile Selassie, Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. First words of this fifth Torah portion, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. And the life of Sarah was 100 years. Vayihyu Chaye Sarah Me'ata Shana. Ve'asrima shana ve'shab'a shanim shene chaye sara. First words of this fifth Torah portion, chaye sara, the life of Sarah. And the life of Sarah was 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah, Vayihyu Chaye Sarah Me'ata Shana Ve'asrim Shana Ve'shab'a Shanim Shene Chaye Sarah Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 23. Here, Shema Yisrael, for Yisrael, for the Sefer Bereishis, in the beginning, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 23, for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, the first up offering, the Rishon Aliyah, the first offering up for this Shabbat, Chaye Sarah. Vayihyu Chaye Sarah, Me'ah Shana, Ve'asarim Shana, Ve'ashava'a Shanim, Shnei Chaye Sarah. The death and burial of Sarah. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Vayihyu Chaye Sarah Me'ah Shana Ve'asrim Shana Ve'shava'a Shanim Shnei Chaye Sarah. And the life of Sarah was Vayihyu Chaye Sarah 127 years. Me'ah Shana Ve'asrim Shana Ve'shava'a Shanim. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Shnei Chaye Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake to the Bnei Chet, to the sons of Chet, Lemor, saying, Gira ve'toshava anoki, imakema tnuwa li, echuzata kavera imakem, ve'ekreba meiti milafanai. I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Gira ve'toshava anoki, imakem. give me a possession of a burying place with you. Tnu li echuzata kevera imakem, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. We ekebra meiti milafanai. And the children of Heth, the sons of Heth, the Bnei Chet, answered Abraham, saying to him, Waya'nu Bnei Cheta et Abraham lemor lau, Shema'inu Adoni, Nesi Elohim, Hata bitokeinu, Mi bahara, Bareinu, Kvor eta meitika isha mimenu, eta kirbo lo yikale mimaka mikabora meitika. Hear us, my Lord, Shema'inu Adoni, thou, the I, art a mighty prince amongst us, amongst I and I. Nisi Elohim, you are a prince with the true God. Nisi Elohim, ata be'atokeinu, in the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the Bnei Chet, to the children of Cheth. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me, entreat for I to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. And Ephron dwelt among the Bnei Chet, the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the Bnei Chet, in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gates of his city, saying, nay, na, Adoni, hear me, hear I, the field give I thee, I, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee, I, in the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee, I. In the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee, bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land. And he spake to Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, but if thou will give it, I pray that I hear me, hear I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, Adoni, hearken to I. The land is worth 400 shekels of kesef, of silver. What is that betwixt I and the I? What is that betwixt I and I? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened to Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the kesef, the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Chet, of Heth, 400 shekels of kesef, current money, with the merchant. And Shema Yisrael, hear, Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading, the Sheni Aliyah, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, Sabbath, the life of Sarah. Here, pick up the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 23, here at verse 17, for the Sheni Aliyah. Vayakama Sedeh Ephron Ashara Bamakapella Asha Lifneya Mamreya Ha Sade We Hama Ara Ashar Bowa We Kola Ha Eitha Ashara Basade Ashar Bekola Gabulo Saviv. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field that were in all the borders round about were made sure. Wayakam Sede Ephron Asher Ba Machpelah. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, by Machpelah, Asher Lifneya Mamre, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave, which was there in Hasadeh where Hama Ara, and all the trees that were in the field, Asher Bawa Wakol Ha Eita Asher Basade, that were in the borders round about, Asher Basade Asher Bekola Gavulo Saviv, were made sure. Wayakam to Avraham for a possession in the presence of the Bnei Chet, the children of Chet, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Avraham buried Sarah Ishto, Sarah his Isha, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure to Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the Bnei Chet, by the sons, the children of Cheth. And here, picking up with this Shabbat Chaye Sarah, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, a bride for Yitzhak, a bride for Isaac. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his eldest servant of Beito, of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, I thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee, I swear, by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, the Elohim of Shemaim and the Elohim of Haaretz, of the earthly plain, that thou shalt not take a Isha, Eshet, an Oset to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou, the I, shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a Isha, Eshet, an Oset to my son Yitzhak. And the servant said to him, peradventure, perhaps, the woman will not be willing to follow me, to follow I to this land. Must I needs bring thy son again to the land from whence and where thou camest? And Abraham said to him, beware, that thou, the I, bring not my son thither, there again. Yahuwah Elohe Shamaim, Jehovah the Elohim of heaven, who took I from my father's bait, my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and who spake to I, and that swear to I, Lemor, saying, to thy seed, Zarika, will I give this land. He shall send Melacho, his angel, before the eye, and thou, the eye, shall take a Isha, Eshet, and Oset, to my son, from thence, from there. And if the woman, the Isha, will not be willing to follow thee, I, then thou shalt be clear from this, my oath. Only bring not Bani, my son, thither, Zaya, again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and sware to him concerning that matter.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, catching up. That was the first and second aliyot right there of the seven aliyahs, seven readings for this Torah reading and feeding here. That was like for the first day, they call Sunday, and then the Monday. Now we have the Tuesday, the third day, usually third day reading, and for here, for the midway day, the fourth. But want to zoom in since we had 2 days of not podcasting to catch up right here on the third aliyah coming forward concerning Rebecca, good wife being sought for the patriarchal son for Yitzhak right here. I'd like to go through this a little bit in the Royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible right here, this third aliyah right here. Now, normally here's the fourth day, so the fourth aliyah, but, you know, we had recess, so to speak, for two podcasts, so let's catch up right here, concerning
the... There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, the promised land.
Yeah, the Royal Amharic, I'm touching some Amharic here.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Yes, Isis,
Abba Father, for another day and a gathering together, here together on the ear and the irid. And this is for the Testify Tuesday. This is the third day in the Shabua, in the seventh, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. I and I keep in the Royal Order. This will be the third day in the week, beginning with Ehud, the first day, Sunday, and this is Tuesday. So find I sabbatical for this week, sabbatical for this week seven, as we tried Babylon down, you know, we tried Babylonian week, sabbatically strong, keeping the reading for this day right here. We'd like to gather actually the readings for each of the Sabbaths, Torah portions, and really to share that seven-part breakdown. It's like seven parts for each Torah portion, reading and feeding. There's like a kind of like a daily bread. If one can read, or one can read through the whole reading, or one can kind of focus on some of the particular readings for the day. I find that's good to kind of go over it if you have the time and opportunity, or whether you take that time and opportunity to go through the Torah portion, the reading, the sabbatical strongs. So this is really to encourage the Haberim, to encourage the disciples, the brothers and the sisters in the gathering and in the Shama, in the Sama, the Simma, right, in the hearing, right, Mesmat, to hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Ha-Elohim, the word of the King of Kings, Christ. Hello? Amen. So bring forth the Bible. Grab your pen and your paper and the sacred scripture, the B-I-B-L-E, and let's go through today's reading, today's portion. So we're in the fifth, the Parashat Haye Sarah, or the Sabbath life of Sarah. That's the key, the first words of the Parasha. This is the fifth, the weekly Torah portion, the Parasha, in the annual, the yearly cycle of Torah portion reading and feedings, the LOJ, Lion of Judah, LOJS, Lion of Judah Society, cycle of Torah readings and feedings according to the Rastafari Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, which is the Royal Order. Now, it constitutes Genesis chapter 23, verse 1, to Genesis 25:18. That's this fifth Torah portion reading and feeding for this Shabuah, right? This Subaye, for this this week, or this seven for this seven. Oh, amen. Chaye Sarah. That's the Hebrew. Chai, chai. Chai is life. Chai. Chai Yahweh. Chai. Yahweh. Chai. Chai Yahweh. Jaliv. This Torah portion concerns the life of Sarah. The life of Sarah. Now, usually I and I, as Yehudi, as Judahites of the line of the tribe of Judah, we read the fifth Sabbath. This fifth Torah portion is read after the Simchat Torah. It's the fifth after the joy of the Torah in our new Shana, the cycle of Torah portion reading and feeding, keeping the times. So this is the roadmap, you know, the road to Zion, but there must be a roadmap. So the Torah portion reading and feedings, this is the roadmap, the daily, our daily manna, our daily bread, the angel's bread for I and I, the children of Zion and the children of the King of Kings, Christ. So it usually occurs in November, or rarely on some occasions in October. So in this season, this is November 22nd, Gregorian time, 2016. So for November, from November, let's get this right here. Hopefully the item have the calendar and have gotten at least to get a soft copy. That's like the PDF, and hopefully we'll get a hard copy. So as we gather together for the Testify Tuesday, the really first word is his testimony. What is John's testimony to I and I and we? Okay, so this Torah portion, the fifth one, it fulfills the seven, is the 26th of November 2016. And the first day of this sabbatical Torah portion was the Sunday. Always begin with the Sunday, the first day, the Ehud, right, after the Shabbat. So when we gather for the after the Shabbat Torah portion reading and feedings, we actually fulfill, right, fulfill at the beginning of the strong, at the first day, the Ehud, the beginning of the strong. So for this Torah portion, Bamarinya, known as Yesaram Idme, according to the royal order, according to the Mex Af Kedus, according to the Book of the Seven Seals, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Amharic Bible, it's known as Yesaram Idme, which is the equivalent of Chaye, the Chaye Sarah that we have in the Masorah, the Masoretic, and in the Synagogue Torah. I'm getting to the roots, I and I roots and I and I culture. When I and I Rastafari speak of the roots, as I and I grow from one generation to the next generation, we've come to this generation where we have these tools and these resources available for I and I. And it's a wonderful revelation as we recall the testimonies of the Rastafari patriarchs and the matriarchs before I and I, trotting that way, right, of the father of the faith, Abraham. So Sarah, as we mentioned already, Sarah is as I and I mother, as Tege Menin, and Kadamawit Waleta Georgis. And His Majesty speaking on the passing of Empress Menin is a good word to be noted for this fifth Torah portion reading and feeding, a kind of the rhema of that word, the revelation of Rastafari. So the Chaye Sarah is also revealed in Rastafari revelation concerning the passing of Empress Menin, of Tege Menin, Katamawit, Oleta Georgis, Ainai Queen Mother, and the perfect consort of Ainai Abba Father, Abinu Melkenu, Katamawit, Haile Selassie. So this Torah portion, let's get into just an overview right here, and then also touch on the reading for this day, right, for the Tuesday, right, and looking forward. Stay tuned, brothers and sisters, to the Womb Man's Wednesday, Wednesday 10 p.m. on this very same podcast and broadcast on Discipleship Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Also coming up on Thursday for the Upper Room of Zion, the URZ, UR Zion, and then Friday for the Thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. I and I. Looking forward, you know, Jah willing, I and I live for the gathering on the ear and the rapture as we come together for the hearing, you know, for the hearing, and also to think on the Hashem, think on His name and on His revelation. But the word says that He raised His word, right? His word is above all His name. Let's keep that word there, the scripture in mind, that His word above all His name. So in the beginning, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Ha-Elohim, with Elohim, Baruch Hashem. And the Word was Baruch Hashem. So as we gather together in the Hashem of Negus and Neges, of Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, let us feed. Let us feed on the Word and feed on this daily bread, the daily bread right here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters, just to find that word and remind I and I self as I share this word with the I them. And it is in Psalms 138 and 2. In Psalm 138 and 2 says, I will worship toward the I holy temple, the I Kadosh set apart temple. And praise thy name, thy set-apart house, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, O Abba and Father, and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now, the previous Torah portion, Vayera, we had the revelation of HaShilush HaKadosh, of Shilush Kedus. Right, or Kedus Selassie, the Holy Trinity, Beit Abraham, in the house of Abraham. Now in John's Gospel, John chapter 1, John revealed the revelation. In the beginning was the Word, and now the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst I and I, in the person of HaMashiach Yeshua, in the person of Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. So thy Word, above all thy name, Abba Father, reminds us of the way, the truth, and the life, right, of Yeshua HaMashiach, right, of Jesus Christos. I and I give Isis, Jesus, Isis, I. Rastafari. This Torah portion, Chayei Sarah, the fifth Torah portion, it tells of the narratives of Abraham, Father Abraham's, his negotiations to purchase a burial place for Ishto, for his wife Sarah, Ishto Sarah, and his servant's mission. Also, this parsha, this Torah portion, tells of the narrative of the servant of Abraham's mission to find a wife, to find an Isha, an Eshet, right, an Oset for Abraham's son, Ishak, to find a wife for Abraham's son, his only begotten son. Now, this is important for us because as His Majesty Abinu reveals on the passing of Empress Menen, the Chayei Sarah. He reveals the Chayei Sarah is revealed by Negus and Negest in the selected speeches and utterance upon the passing of Etege Menen of Kedemawi Walete Georgis. He says, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was Etege Menen, Kedemawi to Walete Georgis, Ainai Queen Mother Empress Menen, to he who be who he be. So we, as Rastafari, praising King Alpha and Queen Omega, must recognize that according to the narrative and the rhema of the word, the food for thought, that we are as Yitzhak. And he says that in Yitzhak, right, in Isaac, shall the seed, right, that race, that seed be called in Yitzhak. And this is very important for us in the revelation of the new name, in the revelation of Rastafari, and in Rastafari revelation. Aho, amen. So that's just an overview right there. This parsha, right, what this parsha speaks on, this portion speaks on the purchase of a burial place for Abraham's wife, Ishto Sarah, and his servant Eleazar, El Osiris, Lazarus of the Old Testament, Eleazar's mission to find a wife, a good wife for Abraham's son, for Yitzhak, a good wife for Rastafari, a good wife for Rastafari. Now, as we are here at the third day, the Tuesday, Sunday being the first day, the first reading, Genesis chapter 23, verses 1 to 16, for the Monday or the Monday, the second day, the second reading, Genesis chapter 23, verses 17 to Genesis 24 and 9. And today, the third day for the Tuesday, Testify Tuesday, the third day's reading, Genesis chapter 24, verses 10 to verse 26. So let's touch on Genesis chapter 24. We're going to be reading from the Chumash or the the Synagogue Torah, the translation, the English. So follow along in the KJV. Some of the words might be similar, some of the words might be different. We'll go through and hopefully the IVM also study up. So this gives us an opportunity to get like the bite-sized portion of the manna, right, of the sabbatical, to keep sabbatically strong, to see, keep sabbatically fit spiritually, iritically, in the food for thought. And it also is I and I commonwealth too. So as we come together to reason, you know, iron sharpen iron, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? Coming together twos or threes, as his word says, come together to gather, together to gather in his name. Amen. So in his name to hear, coming together to gather in his name to hear his word. So we're going to pick up from Genesis chapter 20, chapter 24. Let's go to Genesis chapter 24. Verse 10 to verse 26. I got KJV right here. We're going to go to KJV, read through the King James Version. So follow along. Hopefully the Wendemoch and the Hittoch, the Habarim, have a good Bible. We recommend highly the first Schofield Study Bible, brothers and sisters, a soft copy, PDF, available at the websites, lojsociety.org and the RastafariFoundation.com. So be sure to share it with others through the social media as well, brothers and sisters. So right here, Orit Zefit Red, the Mamorinian, the Met Afkadu, Verse 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. Kuter Asara'an, verse 11, and we're reading from the Met of Kedus of Negus, side by side, the Parallel Bible with the KJV. So from the King of Kings Bible and the King James Bible, side by side. Verse 11, chapter 24, Genesis, Orit Zefit Ret, verse 11, 24:11. Si Yameshim Setocha Wucha Sik Edu, Bemia Wet Uvet Gizea Kakatamai Yutu Awuchi, Be Wucha Wa Gudguad At Eged, Gmelochun, Asa Barekeke. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw the water. Verse 12, Indihim Aleh. Yegetaye, ye Abraham Amlaka, Exiavir Hoy, Elemen Hallo, Mengedin Zareya Befitea, Agnaling, Legetayim Le Abraham Heretin Adrig. And he said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and shew kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou, that the I, hast appointed for thy servant Yitzhak, Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shewed kindness to my master. Kutel Asra Amis, verse 15. Yehina menagarunema saifetz imenho. Milka yeweledetshua yebatu el leja ribka. In Sarawana be chankawa te shekma watach. Milkam ye Avrahama wandim ye Nakor misnat. And it came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, look, sight, hine, inahu, Ribka, Rebecca came out, who was born to Betuel, son of Milka, the wife of Nakor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Kut asara sedist. Belatena yituma melkwa melkwa jiga yamare wind yemayau kata dinglim nebrech wore minchim waredech in the sarawanima molach temelasama wetach. And the damsel was very fair, very beautiful to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. Kutrasara sabat lolewum liagnanyata rotena ka inasarasha tikita uha ta etin. Zend elemen shalo alat. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Araswam getayehoi teta aletchu fetanama in sarawan be ijwa awarda at etachu. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. Kutera asarazet and verse 19. Arsunema ka etacha bechala le gemeloche degmo hulum eskia rekuderesa wuchai kedalo alech. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. Kutarhaya, verse 20, Fetanam wuhawina ka inisarawa be matechawista galebetechu. Degmoma litakeda wode gurgwadu arotech le gmelochum hulu wuchak edach. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. So yawum tika bulo yimelekatata nabarekziabi hermen geduna in the toleta in the hone oim in dalohone lemawak emma zim ale. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace. To wit, to whether Yahuwah had made his journey prosperous or not. Kutera asara asara haya hulet, verse 22. Gimelo chum kat etu bechala indi hone. So yoa gemasha sekela yemiya mezin ye work ak elevet le ijochuama asara sekela yemi mezin atend ye work ambar awata. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden ring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. Kutera haya
Haya Sos and Dihim Alat. Anchi Yaman Lijnesh. Anchi Yaman Lijnesh. Iski Nigarin. Ba'abatisha Beit Yamina Derbeta Sefra Ye Genyalin. And said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? Nkutahaya arat alechum. Ene milka le nakor ye waledechu wa yevatuela lij name. And she said to him, I am the daughter of Betuel, the son of Milka, which she bear to Nahor. Kutera Asra, slika, Kutera Haya Amis, verse 25. Benya Zen, Gelebana, Gefra, Yemibek, Aya Hilale, Le Maderiama, Degmo, Sifra, Allen. She said, moreover, to him, we have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in. Kuta Aya Sidis, verse 26. So your womb gonebese le gaziabi harim sagada. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped Yahuwah, worship he who be who he be, exiabi the sustainer, the good father, kubur lak alu, kubur la dimsu, kubur la hailu, glory to the word, sound, and power, kubur le abinu, le melkenu, le karmawi, haile selassie, glory to our father, our king, the first power of the trinity, behashim yeshua, our moshiach, ao, and amen. That completes right there the reading for today, third day, the third reading for Chaye Sara, the third reading in this Shabua, which is the fifth Torah portion known as the life of Sara, the life of Sara. Now, this will go over just a quick. In this third reading, or the Aliyah, the servant, and this is, I think, Eliezer, El Osiris, Eliezer, Old Testament Lazarus, he took Abraham's bounty and 10 of Abraham's camels and traveled to Aram Naharaim, or what is also known as Mesopotamia, in the latter times Mesopotamia, or Aram Naharaim, the city of Nahor. He made the camels kneel by the well outside the city at evening. When woman came out to draw water, the servant asked Ha Elohim Hashem Baruchu, blessed be he, to grant that the maiden whom he would ask to draw water for him and who replied by offering also to water his camels might be the one whom Hashem had decreed for Yitzhak, that she would be the one. He had scarcely finished speaking to Ha Elohim, to Hashem, to the God, the power, Elohe Abraham, the Amlaka Abraham, the God of Abraham, when Rebecca, the beautiful virgin daughter of Abraham's nephew, Betuel, came out with her jar on her shoulder, went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up. The servant ran toward her and asked to sip a little water from her jar. And she quickly let him drink. And when he had drunk his fill, she offered to draw water for his camels until they finished drinking. When the camels had finished drinking, the servant took a gold nose ring and 2 gold bands for her arms and asked her whose daughter she was and whether there was room in her father's house for him to spend the night. She identified herself and told him that there was plenty of straw and feed and room at her home for him to spend the night. The servant bowed low to Ha Elohim, to Hashem. You know, but it was said in the narrative, said when she was doing it, he didn't even know what to say. You know, like he had barely finished speaking to Ha Elohim, to Amlaka Abraham, Elohe Abraham, because that's how he prays, to the God, the power, the source of Abraham, to the Amlaka Abraham, to Elohe Abraham. And before he even finished speaking, he saw Ribka,
He saw Rivka, and then he ran to her. Right? He asked her for something to drink, and she gave him quickly. She hastened. That's the key word right there. She hastened to give him something to drink and also his animal, the gimeloch, the gimel, like the letter gimel, aleph, beit, gimel, dalet, the first four Hebrew letters, aleph, beit, gimel, the gimeloch for his camels. So at the fulfillment of this reading, today's reading, the third reading, the third aliyah in Genesis 24:10-26, we have the servant bowing low to Hashem, right, to Elohim, to the Elohai Abraham. And the third reading, the aliyah, ends here. And for the new day, we pick up with Genesis 24:27. In chapter 24, verse 27 to verse 52. Then for the fifth day, the fifth reading, Genesis 24, 53 to 67. Then for the sixth day of the sixth reading, Genesis 25, 1 to 11. And then for the seventh day, or to fulfill the Shabuah, the Sabbath day, Genesis 25, verses 12 to 18. Now these are the sevenfoldness. And I thought it was interesting that the well of Beersheba, there's that well, right, the well of the seven. And you recall when Abraham, when he gathered the seven, think of the seven she, the ewe lambs, and the various sevens, Abimelech, whom he sojourned with, he said, what does the seven mean? The significance of the well, Beersheba, I think we need to touch on that, but the significance of the seven and also the Torah portion and then the 7 days and then the seven parts of the Aliyah, which also help us to focus in our study, meditation, and reading and feeding as well. So that also is the Shavuah, the Sheba, the oath, the covenant, so forth and so on. More to come as we move forward. We're going to take a little pause. Amen for the Chaye Sara. Shalom Rastafari. Stay tuned.
Hosanna, 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 the highest praise right there. Yes, looking at even the cultural, the Afro-Asiatic, African and Asiatic cultural aspects of the narrative there as well. Need to touch on the metaphysics, the Torah reading and feeding even much more. But here, since we're catching up, had 2 days, wasn't able because of technical difficulties to podcast. So here, catching up right here today. Well, actually, yesterday's daily psalm was Psalm 23. So we hope to catch up to today's daily psalm, Psalm 71, as we move forward. So Psalm 23 right here.
Psalm 23.
Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Le David.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Adonai Ro'i.
I shall not want.
Lo Echsar. Lo Echsar.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Bin Ot Deshe Yarbitseni.
He leadeth me beside the still water. The still water.
Alme Menuhot Yenahaleni.
He restoreth my soul.
Nafshi yeshovev.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Yanheni v'ma'agele tzedek.
For his name's sake.
Lema'an shimo.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Mizmor Le David, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, Bin Ot Deshe Yarbitzeni, Alme Menuchot Yenahaleni, Nafshi Yeshovev, Yanheni Vema'agele Tzedek Lema'an Shimo, Gam Ki Elech Beget Salmavet, Lo Ira Ra, Ki Atta Immadi, שבתך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים, אורך 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 ימים.
A little sample of the Midrash on yesterday's Psalm, Psalm 23, right
here. Am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4:22, Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. And here, a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm XXIII, Psalm 23, Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahweh Ro'i, I shall not want. Lo echsar. These words, Devarim, Devarim, these words, Eile ha-Devarim. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse. The verse in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, 2 and 16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth his flock among the lilies, by which is meant that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, as he is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as he is Ha'Elohim, to Yisrael, 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 to me, to I, so am I a people to him, as he is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to me, to I, so am I a people to him. As he is Ha'el, the true good, Ha'Elohim, to me, to I, having said, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, I am Jehovah, the I, Elohim. In Shemot, in Exodus 20, verse 2, so am I, Amo, his people, to him. He having said in Yeshaya in Isaiah 51 and 4, attend to me, O my people. Attend to I, O my people. As he is a father to me, a father to I, having said in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31 and 9, I am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 22, Yisrael is my son, Beni, as he is shepherd to me, shepherd to I. Asaph, having said in Psalms, Mizmor, in Psalm 80 and 2, give ear, O shepherd of Yisrael, so am I sheep to him. He having said in Ezekiel 34 and 31, ye, y'all, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. As he is brother, ach, Wyndham, as he is, ach, brother to me, to I, Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon having said in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother. Oh, that the I were as my brother, I brother. So am I sister to him. He having said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 5 and 2, open to me, my sister, my dove. Open to I sister, I dove. As I said to him, Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said to me, to I, in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 7 and 2, thy navel is like a round goblet, wherein no mingled wine is wanting.
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 Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd. Yahuwah ro'i. I shall not want. Lo echsar. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm 119, 100. I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Rav Jose Bar Hanina taught, in the whole world, you find no occupation more despised than that of the shepherd, who all his days walks about with his staff and his pouch. Yet David presumed to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, a shepherd. But David said, I understand, I overstand more than the ancients, more than the ancients, meaning that Jacob called Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ro'i, shepherd, Ro'eh, shepherd. As it is said in Bereshit, Genesis 48 and 12, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long. So I, too, call Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, shepherd, Ro'eh, the he who be who he be, is I shepherd. I shall not want. Yahuwah Ro'i, lo echsar, lo echsar, I shall not want. Another comment on Yahuwah Ro'i, lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. These words are to be considered, I said it in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 2 and 7. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true God, have blessed thee in all the walk, in all the work of thy hand. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said, lest I think that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will bless even him who sits in idleness, Scripture says, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, male, Elohim, hath blessed thee in all the work of thy hand, implying that when a man works, behold, he is blessed. But if he does not walk, if he does not work, he is not blessed. For what can the following words, he hath known thy walking through this great wilderness, mean except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, knows of thy traveling, thy travailing in the dust, thy suffering to get a living. Rav Yehuda, Judah said in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the road does three things. The road does three things. It makes a man's clothes worn, his body lean, and his money scarce. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, dealt not thus, like this, with Yisrael, For it is said to Yisrael and Debarim in Deuteronomy 8 and 4, thy raiment wax not old up on thee. Thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, hath been with thee I, even in Debarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7. In thy health of body, and, quote, thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked no thing.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here a little bit of the Amharic of Psalm 23. Yes, sir.
Be'sim'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfes kedus, aharu amlak. Mezmor, haya hulet, haya sos. Yedawit mezmor. Egzi'abher erinya yenu, yemiasat anyim yelem. Jah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Belemelem mesik yasadrenya, the ereft ucha ven imaranya. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Nefsin melesad, sila simun besidik menged. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The mot ila mekakelim qua behaid ante ka innegar nehinna kufun alifara betarehinna melkuzi enarsu. Yaz Nanunya. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Befite gebetan azegaje hili, bet elatoche feet lefit. Rasin bezeyed kelpa, tsuayim yeterefenu. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head, my ras, with oil. My cup runneth over. Chernetihina nehirete dahiwate zemenhulu y Catalunya de ekaziabe harim beit lezalalem in noralo. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jah.
مزمور هيا هولت بكنف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابهير الرنعينو يمياسات انجم يلم مزمور هيا هولت بكنف هيا سوس مزمور هيا هولت بكنف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابهير الرنعينو يمياسات انجم يلم بلملم مسك ياسادرني بقرفتو هازند يمراني نفسين ملفات سلسمم بطدق منجر مراني بموت الى مكاكل مكوابي هيد انت كني غار نهنا كفونا الفرا بطرهنا مركوزه النرسو ياتنان منيا بفيتي غبتان ازغاجهلي بطلاتوچي فيت لفيت
راسين بزيت قبا صوايم يترف نو شرنتهنا مهرته بهيوتي زمن هدو يكتلونيان بغزابيرن بيت لزلالة منورال
Yes. So today's daily Psalm 71.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame.
My deceit, 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 my deceit.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm.
Shema Yisrael. Here, Midrash, and today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Mizmor Ein Aleph. Psalm 71, Mizmor Ein Aleph. Psalm LXXI, here, Midrash, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me, make I not be put to shame in the world. Bekai Yehovah chasiti, alevosha le'olam. In thee, in the eye, Bekai Yehovah, O Jehovah, do I put my trust, chasiti? Let me, make I not be put to shame, al evosha li'olam, in the world. Bekai Yehovah, chasiti al evosha li'olam. This psalm, this mizmor, comes close to the matter of the preceding psalm, mizmor ayin. In that David said, Ribon shel ha'olamim, shel ha'olamim, Master of the universe, universal master, such is the promise, then, Bekai Yehovah chasiti, alevosha le'olam, in the eye of Jehovah, do I put my trust, make I not be put to shame in the world. Bekai Yehovah chasiti, alevosha le'olam. But
We're not the B'nai Yisrael. We're not the sons, the children of Israel. We're not the Israelites put to shame in this world, even though Scripture has them saying, Bikai Yahuwah Chasiti Alevosha Le'olam. In the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust. Let me make I not be put to shame in the world. David meant, however, let it be enough, make it be enough that we, that I and I, are put to shame in this world. Make I and I not be put to shame in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. As Yeshayahu, Isaiah said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 45:17, O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation, ye, y'all shall not be ashamed nor confounded in the world without end. Yisrael nosha'a by Yahuwah Teshuata olamim lo tehoshuv lo atikalmu ada olmei ada. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, who art saved, Yisrael nosha, by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting salvation. Tishuata olamim, ye y'all shall not be ashamed, lo teroshu, nor confounded with lo tikalmu, world without end. Ad olmei ad. Yisrael nosha'a by Yahuwah tishuata olamim. Lo tevoshu with lo atikalmu ad olmei ad. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Bitzikateka tatzleini uatifalzeini. Deliver me, deliver I in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness. Bitzikateka, deliver me. Tatzleini. And rescue me, and rescue I. Utifalteini. Here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71. Here's a second verse. The congregation of Israel, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, to the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, when Thou, the I, deliverest us, deliverest I and I, Thou, the I, wilt deliver us, deliver I and I, not because of our righteousness, nor because of the good works, nor because of the good works that we, that I and I have accumulated, but Thou, the I, wilt deliver us, whether today or tomorrow, on account of Tzidkateka, thy righteousness. Tzidkateka, in thy righteousness. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 59, verses 16 and 17, that reads, and he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail, and he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor.
Praise, Nazareth. I am
sons, the children of Israel, were not the Israelites be put to shame in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. As Yeshayahu, Esaias said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 45:17, O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation, y'all shall not be ashamed nor confounded in the world without end. Yisrael nosha'a by Yahuwah tishu'ata olamim. Lo tehoshuv lo atikalmu ada olmei ada. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, who art saved. Yisrael nosha by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting salvation. Tishu'ata olamim. Ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed. Lo teroshu, nor confounded with lo tikalmu, world without end. Ad olmei ad. Yisrael nosha'a by Yahuwah tishuata olamim. Lo tevosh lo atikalmu ad olmei ad. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. Disigateka Tatsleini, uatifalteini. Deliver me, deliver I in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness. Bitsitateka, deliver me. Tatsleini, and rescue me, and rescue I. Uatifalteini. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71, hear the second verse. The congregation of Israel, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, to the Ilo One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. When thou, the I, deliverest us, deliverest I and I, thou, the I, wilt deliver us, deliver, I liver, I and I, not because of our righteousness, nor because of the good works, nor because of the good works that we, that I and I have accumulated, but thou, the I, wilt deliver us, whether today or tomorrow, on account of Sidkateka, thy righteousness. Sidkateka, in thy righteousness, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59, verses 16 and 17, that reads, and he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. Therefore, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayare ki ein ish, vayisha tomein ki ein mafgia, vayil bashas daka kashiryan. And he saw that there was no man, Wayar Kien Ish, and was astonished, Wayishtomain, that there was no intercessor, Kien Mafagia. Therefore, Wayil Bashas Adaka Kashiryan, and he put on righteousness, Wayil Bash Sedaka, as a coat of mail, Kashiryan. Wayar kien ish, vayishtomein kien mafgia, vayilbash sedaka
Kashiryan. He put on righteousness, he put on charity. Hence here it is said, deliver me in thy righteousness and rescue me. The verse, it concludes, incline thine ear to me and save me. Hatei elayaz neka wehoshaini. Incline thine ear to I. Hatei elayaz neka. And save me and save I. Wehoshaini. If thou but inclinest thine ear to me, then I know that thou, that I heedest, as is said even in Psalm 116, first verse. I love the Lord because he heedeth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear to me. I love the Lord because he heedeth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear to me, because he hath inclined his ear to I. Mizmor Kof Eitz Zayin, Kof Eitz Zayin. Here. Psalm 116, Psalm CXVI. Mizmor Kof Eitz Zayin. Ahavti ki ishma'a yawa et koli tachinunai. I love Jehovah. Ahavti. Should hear because he hear. I love that Jehovah should hear. Ahabti ki ishma yawa. Etak oli, my voice, tachnunai, my supplication. Ahabti, ki yishma'a Yahuwah. Etak oli, tachnunai. And at once he saves me, and at once he saves I, as is said even in Psalm 116 at the sixth verse. When I was brought low, he saved me. When I was brought low, he saved I. Daloti with lo with li. Dalotia with liya yehoshia. I was brought low. Daloti. Daloti, I was brought low. Li, and for me, Yehoshia. And he saved for me, and he saved me, and he saved I. Daloti, with Li, Yehoshia. So too, Hezekiah said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 37 and 17, incline thine ear, O Lord, and heed. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and heed. And hear. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka Ushema'a. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka, and hear Ushma. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka Ushma. And because thou the eye inclinest thine ear, Azneka, thou dost hear and save. For thou didst say to Hezekiah, to Hezekiah, according to Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 19, verse 20, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heeded. That
that thou, the eye, has prayed to I against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heeded, I have heard. And here the quote to be found, according to the KJV, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 20, that reads, then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Vayishlach Yishayahu ben Amoz illa Hezekiah lemor, koh amar Yahweh Elohei Yisrael, asher hita palata alei illa Sennacherib melech Ashur shamaiti. Lamaze, why? Because thou, the eye, disincline Azneka, the eye's ear. Hence, here it is said, incline thine ear to me, to I, and save me. Hate elai Azneka with Hoshaini. Be thou my strong habitation. Hear today's daily psalm. The next verse, the Gimel, the third verse. Be thou my strong habitation. Heye li lisur ma'on. Be thou, become thou to me, be thou to I. Heye li, a sheltering rock, lifur ma'on. Heye li, lifur ma'on. In my exile, my habitation, whereto I may continually resort, whereto I may itinually resort. Lavo tami sweeta li hoshaini. In my exile, when I am in anguish, I go into a Knesset, I go into a Mikorab, I go into a synagogue for prayer, for tefillah. And tefillati, my prayer, becomes a strong tower for me. As is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Proverbs 18 and 10, where it reads, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Migdal Oza Shema Yahuwah Bawa Yarutza Tzadika V'nisgav. The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Migdal Oz Shem Yahuwah. The righteous runneth into it. Bawu Yarutza Tzadik. And is set up on high. With Nisagab. Migdal Oz Shem Yahuwah. Bawa Yarutza Tzadika with Nisagab. And further, even in Joel 3 and 5, where it reads, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be
delivered. V'haya kol asher yikra b'shem Yahuwah yimalek, and it shall come to pass, v'haya, that whosoever, that all shall call Asher Yikra on the name of Jehovah, B'Shem Yahuwah, shall be delivered, Yimalate, shall escape, Yimalate, shall be delivered. With Haya, call Asher Yikra, B'Shem Yahuwah, Yimalate. Rescue me, oh my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the ratchet, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph. Hear the Dalet verse here, the fourth verse. Elohai palatei niya miyada rasha'a mikafa mi'avela ve'achomet. Oh my Elohim, Elohai, Hailiai, Elohai, rescue I, Paltei, out of the hand of the wicked, Miyad Rasha, out of the grass, Mikaf, of the unrighteous, Me'arel, and ruthless man, the Chomet, with Chomet, Elohaya Palteini Miyal Arasha Mikafa Me'arela with Chomet, the unrighteous Me'arel man is Ishmael, and the cruel man with Chomet, the Chomet, and the cruel man is Edom, whose decrees enacted against me are as bitter as vinegar. Hear Midrash note on Mizmor Ayin Aleph, Psalm 71 here. In the original, Hebraically speaking, in the Hebrew, there is a play on the word chomet, 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 that may mean either cruel man, chomet, or vinegar, chomet, chomet. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. Hear. The fifth verse. Kiata tikati Adonai Yahweh mivatachi mina orai. For thou the I art my hope. Kiata tikati. For thou art tikwati, my hope. O Lord God, Adonai Yahweh, my trust from my youth. Mi batachi min orai. Mi batachi min orai. My trust, mi batachi, my trust from the times of Abraham, from the times of Abraham, of Yitzhak, of Isaac, and of Yaakov, and of Jacob. By thee I have I been holding up from birth. Hear the vav, the wow verse. Hear the sixth verse. Aleka Nisa machti mi beten, upon thee have I stayed myself, mi beten, from birth. Aleka
Nisa Makatiya Nibaten. That is to say, from the time during the banishment in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, when Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 1, verse 22, every son that is born, ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Every son that is born, ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Kol habein hayildota hayora pasha lechuhu, every son. Kol habein, all the son. Kol habein hayildot, that is born, hayildota hayora, the river, into the river. Pasha lechuhu, Tasha likuhu, ye y'all shall cast him. Every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river. Kol habena hayildota hayora tasha likuhu. Thou, the I, art he that cut me loose, gozi, from my mother's womb. Hear, hear, hear the B part of the wow, the vav verse. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb, or thou art he that cut me loose, gozi, gozi, from my mother's womb. Mi ma'aya in mi ata gozi. Mi ata gozi. Ata gozi. Gozi. Gozi is a form of the verb gazaz. Gazaz, cut down. That occurs in the verse, even the verse from Nahum, from Nahum, Nahum chapter 1, verse 12, that reads, even so shall they be cut down. Nagozu. Nagozu. Even so shall they be cut down. Nagozu. Vichena nagozu. Vi'avar. Even so shall they be cut down, and he shall pass away. Even so shall they be cut down. With Cain nagozu. Thou art he who cut me loose from my mother's womb in safety, and thou, the I, art also he who cut me loose from the power of Mitzrayim, from the power of Egypt, from the power of Kemet. I am as a wonder to many. Hear today's daily psalm. Hear the Zane. Hear the seventh verse. I am as a wonder to many. K'mofeita hayiti li'rabim. I am as a wonder to many. K'mofeita hayiti li'rabim. The Dat Yisrael, the congregation of Israel, said, how many wonders didst thou perform for me in Mitzrayim, at the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, and Bamidbar, and in the wilderness? Because, and he, according to the 8th verse, the 8th verse of today's daily psalm, because thou art my strong refuge, therefore shall my mouth be filled with praise. Because thou art my strong refuge, my mouth shall be filled with praise. With ata machisi oz. Because but thou, but the I, and the I. With ata,
We're Ata, Ata, the I male and none other. With Ata, Machasi, Oz, Machasi, my refuge, refuge, Oz, my refuge, strong, Machasi, Oz. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise. Yimalei fi tihilateka, tihilateka. My mouth shall be filled with thy, the I, praise. Yimalei fi tihilateka, the I elivta, tihilateka. Cast me, cast I not off in the time of old age. Hear the 8th, the 9th verse. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Allah tashalecheni le'aita zikna. Cast I not off in the time that I was of old age. Allah tasha lecheini le'aita zikna. The Edat Yisrael, the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael said, I have become old in my exile. When my strength faileth. Kikalota kochi, when my strength faileth. Kikalota kochi. That is to say, when I lack good walks, when I lack good works, forsake me not, forsake I not. Allah ta'azareini. Allah ta'azabeini, forsake I not. Allah ta'azabeini. And all the rest of the Mizmor, Mizmor Ain Aleif, all the rest of the psalm, it deals with the anguish of the present exile. And all the rest of the psalm, here, it deals with the anguish of the present exile. O God, thou hast trained me since my youth. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Elohim, li madtani min orai. O Elohim, thou hast trained me, thou hast trained I, that I hast taught I. Li madtani since my youth. Min orai, from my youth. Min orai, Elohim alimadetani yamin orai. Hear the A part of verse 17. Ever since the days of our fathers, Avoteinu, we, I and I, have been trained to accept miracles. Miracles. And here the B part of the 17th verse. And hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works, and until now do I declare thy wondrous works. V'gam heina agid nifaleoteka v'ada heina agida nifaloteka. And until now do I declare thy wondrous works, thy wondrous works. With adahena agida nifaloteka. Time after time and in all seasons, now also when I am old and gray-headed. Hear, Mizmor, Mizmor Ayin Alei, Psalm 71. Hear the 18th verse. Now also,
Now also when I am old and gray, hey, v'gam ad hazikna v'eseva, and even to old age and hoary hairs, gray hairs, v'gam ad hazikna v'eseva, I will declare thy works until the end of exile. Until I have declared thy strength to the next generation, thy might to everyone that is to come. Ad agid ziroika lidor lekola yavo gevurateka, until I have declared thy strength to the next generation. Ad agid ziroika lidor, thy might to everyone that is to come. Lekola yavo Geburateka. And here, a note here in verse 18, where it reads, until I have declared thy strength, Hebraically thy arm, Hebraically ziroika, 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 ad agid, ziroika, lidor, until I have declared thy arm to the next generation, thy arm, ziroika, thy strength, the power that sustains the weak and humbles the ruthless strong. Ad agid ziroika lidor lekola yavoa gevrateka, to my sons and to my sons' sons. The same thing is said in the account of the Exodus Mimitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 10, verse 2, that reads, that thou mayest declare to the ears of thy son and thy son's son what I have wrought upon Egypt, and my signs that I have done among them. Uale ma'ana te sapira be'azneya vinka uavena binka et asher hita alaltia be'mitraim ve'et ototai asher samti vam v'yada'item ki ani Yehova, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son. Ul mahana tisapira beazneya vinka, and of thy son's son. Uvena vinka, what I have wrought upon Egypt. Et asher hita alaltia bemitzrayim, and my signs with etototai that I have done among them. Ashera samti bam, that ye that y'all may know that I am he who be who he be. We adaitem makiani Yehovah. Ualimana tisapiras neya binka ubena binka eta shera hita laltia bit mitzrayim we etototaya shera samti bam we adaitem ki ani Yahuwah. Thou
wilt quicken me again. Thou wilt give life to I again. Will resurrect I again. Will quicken. Tashuv tehayeni. Tashuv tehayeni. Thou the I will give life to I again. Again. Tashuv. Giving life to I, the I. Techayeni, Tashu, Techayeni. That is, quicken I at the resurrection of the dead. The words, and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Ua mi tehomota ha'aretza tashuva ta'eleini. And bring I up again from the depths of the earth. These words here. Ua mi tehomot ha'aretz tashuva ta'eleini. These words here, Psalm 71. Verse 20, they allude to bringing up of those men who were swallowed in the abyss, even Korach and his entire company shall be brought up again, even Korach and his entire company shall be brought up again. Some maintain that thou, the I, wilt quicken me again. Tashuv techayeni. This means that thou, the I, wilt bring me out of exile. Out of the exile that is like death and the abyss. Some maintain that the words, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Aleph, here at verse 20, that reads, Tashuv techayeni, the I wilt give life to I again, will quicken me again. It means that thou, the I, wilt bring I and I and I out of exile. That is like death and the abyss. And thereupon, I also will give thanks to thee. And thereupon, I also will give thanks to the I. Here, verse 22. Gamani odeka. Gamani. Also I. Gamani odeka. Will thank the I. Will give thanks to the I. Gam ani odeka. Gam ani odeka. Vikaliya nevela. Emateka Elohai. Izamra leka. Viki nor kedosh Israel. Tirana sifatai ki izamra laka. Vinafshi asher. Hadita, Gam Lishoni, Kol Hayom, Tehiges, Igateka, Kia Roshu, Kia Hafru, Mivakshe Raati. I also will give thanks to the eye with the psaltery, even to thy truth. Oh my God, Elohai, Hailei, I will sing praises, Isis to the eye, with the harp. O thou, the eye, Holy One, Isla One of Yisrael. Gamani odeka, bikalia nevela, emateka, Elohai, izamralika, bekinor kedosh Yisrael. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises, Isis, to thee, to the eye, and my soul, that
the eye has redeemed. Tirana sifataya ki zamra laka with nafshi asher hadita. My tongue also shall tell of thy, the eye, righteousness all the day. Gam lishoni kol hayom tehiget idkateka. For they are ashamed, for they are abashed, that seek my hurt, that seek I hurt, that seek I and I heart. Kia boshu, kia chafru, mitbakshe ra'ati.
Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb, thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame, are brought unto shame. My deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit, my deceit. My deceit, 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 my deceit.
מזמור עין א'. בך אדוני חסיתי, אל אבוש לעולם. בצדקתך תצילני ותפלטני, הטה אלי אוזנך והושיעני. היה לי לצור מעון לבוא, תמיד צדבית להושיעני. כי סלעי ומצודתי אתה, אלוהי פלטני מיד רשע, ניקף מעבל וחומץ. כי אתה תקוותי, אדוני אלוהים, נפתחי מנעוריי. עליך נשמחתי מבטן, ממעי אמי אתה גוזי. בך תהילתי תמיד, כמופת הייתי לרבים, ואתה מחסי עוז. ימלא פי תהילתך, כל היום תפארתך. אל תשליחני לעת זקנה, תכלות כוחי אל תעזבני. תאמרו אויבי לי, ושומרי נפשי נועצו יחדיו. למור, אלוהים עזבו, ריטפו ותפסוהו, כי אין מציל. אלוהים, אל תרחק ממני, אלוהי לעזרתי חושה. יבושו יכלו סוטני נפשי, יעטו חרפה וכלימה מבקשי רעתי. ואני תמיד אייחל, והוספתי על כל תהילתך. פי יספר צדקתך, כל היום תשועתך, כי לא ידעתי ספורות. אבוא בגבורות אדוני אלוהים, אזכיר צדקתך לבדך. אלוהים, לימדתני מנעוריי, ועד הנה אגיד נפלאותיך. וגם עד זקנה ושיבה, אלוהים אל תעזבני, עד אגיד זרועך לדור, לכל יבוא גבורתך. וצדקתך אלוהים עד מרום, אשר עשית גדולות, אלוהים מי כמוך. אשר הראיתני צרות רבות ורעות, תשוב תחייני, ומתהומות הארץ תשוב תעלני. תרב גדולתי ותסוב תנחמני, גם אני עודך וכלי נבל, עמיתך אלוהי, אז המרה לך וכינור קדוש ישראל. תרננה שפתי כי אזמרה לך, ונפשי אשר פזית, גם לשוני כל היום תהגה צדקתך, כי בושו, כי חפרו מבקשי רעתי, 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 רעתי.